thank you, particularly in the traditional council, for the peace that prevails in this town. And the reason I say this is that we all know that there's a little difference in the selection of the next organ abba. And this process is going through the judicial system. But despite that, people are peaceful and they are going about their normal activities. We are also praying that this will continue even as the process takes place, so that we'll all come and help and skin the new organ abba, who will take our people along the path of progress and development.
And we are grateful to the President, the Regional Minister, the MPP, for the security personnel, the effort that they have put to play, and we are not doing anything for them around the municipality. But if the pivot and if there is any problem, the good thing that we are doing for this meeting is definitely not the case. So we are doing all possible to see that in this activity of what has already happened. And we pray that in the second possible time, as we have said, the talk will be the relevant thing, and then people will come forward to the municipality. We are pleased and appreciate everything that has already taken place in the Volga municipality and in certain parts and in other parts of the Upper East region. For example, we would want to express our appreciation for the expansion of the Volga Regional Hospital. On the other hand, the Bongo Volga Road was a new and far. I think people are beginning to smile along that route. But it's about 7 kilometers near completion. And the contractor on site is working hard to ensure that it is completed. We are also grateful that it's not me. The Bongo Volga Road is also in process. And would agree that Volga, Boko are the two commercial towns in the region. And Volga being the pivot, if it has no linkage with the other parts of the region, it doesn't cover well. So we pray that that way to the also completed. On the other hand, there has been the talk of an airport or an airport at Alungo. It's a very big thing we hear took place a number of years ago. That has not yet taken off. Our plea here to the Vice President, God willing, if this continues to stand, then that should be a priority for us. I would want to pray that more often than not, when we are doing the presidential candidate for as we have come, of course, that the supporters of the nation are taking it off. We will know that they talk to their supporters because more often than not, when they come and they are coming, it's 1 or 2 lives are lost. And it's a vote for you, but we need to pay. We need a vote, and we need a pay. So we pray that all other parties, not only NDC, not only our MLC, who is here with us today, but all other parties, we pray that they will talk to their supporters, to pray alike and vote for them, and not to be finally they are confused. Equally, we will not move that path into the path of camp. In our own domain, we will begin to, at our various levels, in our villages or communities, alongside with our assembly members, so that at the end of the day, all shall be well and Ghana will be a win. No party wins without a party. So we think that at the end of it all, Ghana will win whichever party. And we hope that continuity is often the best option. But then, it's life with the voters. So the approach to voters should be realized and work for us.